Well, good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's More Success Team prepaid legal conference call. We got a really exciting call for you guys tonight, and to get things kicked off, I'd like to go to the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal and the leader of the More Success Team, my papa, Mr. Ken Moore.
Hey, Jeremy, appreciate that. Before we get started, Tony, if you're not in the speaker mode, being in the speaker mode at the end of the meeting, I'd like for you to say a few words, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
You know, Jeremy, I got to thinking, and I said something about it on the call this morning before we even introduced the first speaker. I got to thinking about over 25 years was prepaid, and I got to thinking about, you know, just kind of looking at it from a visual viewpoint, what a great opportunity that the prepaid legal and identity theft is. It's like a big old gold door. It seems like if all you have to do is just open and walk inside, and once inside, you know, you need to learn the combination to all the vaults. There's a bunch of vaults are sitting along the wall, and you use your imagination. And the one vault full of opportunities. And it's something you can introduce and share with others if you want to. It's a great feeling. And then there's a vault full of just pleasure and enjoyment of becoming a part of another success. You know, the pleasure of going to all the cruises and everything we get given to us, you know. And then there's that vault of personal satisfaction and growth that we know within ourselves that we've done something good and we feel good to mankind. Then there's a vault full of dollars that can help you finance and build your business. And attached to this vault is a little computer. And that computer is sent there to send you dollars on a daily basis. And then there's another vault, and this is the one I really like to think of. It's a big one. It's full of renewable dollars that over the next 3, 5, 10 years, what it takes you as an individual, you can become completely financially independent. One of the greatest values in the world today. And we've all been given that key to that door for just the cost of our associate agreement. Now, with a little time and constant effort to learn the combinations of all those vaults in front of us, which our upline should help, and if they don't, we go ahead and do it without them. Well, we can all become financially independent. We can all come better within ourselves. And, you know, I don't know of another man, very few men at least, I should say, that could help us to learn more about that than someone that's been on the board of directors for, I may be correct, I think I may be wrong, but 29 years, a banker from New York, a personal friend, a great mentor, just a gentleman that's been with prepaid in good times and bad, but always with a positive attitude and walking ahead. Someone that's graciously taking time out of his busy schedule tonight to be on our call, and none other than my friend, Mr. Peter Gruenbaum. Peter, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Kenneth. It is such a huge pleasure to be with you. I've got to tell all you guys that you are part of an organization for whom I have the greatest amount of love and admiration. Kenneth and his son and his grandson and their wives, they are an organization second to none. They are fabulous people. I can't begin to tell you all how fond I am of them. I've known them since they joined the prepaid family back in the 80s. And all I can tell you is the more I see them, the better, the more I love them. They are such fabulous people. You could be so proud to be part of their organization. Anyway, just to give you a little about my background, I'm an investment banker, sort of semi-retired today, they keep telling me, although I seem to find myself busy all the time. I met Mr. Stonecipher back in 1978 through a friend, a commercial banker in Oklahoma City, and Harl and I got to know each other. We had lunch regularly. I'd been coming to Oklahoma with great regularity since 1969, 1970. Did a lot of work for a company called Devon Energy, which some of you may be familiar with, particularly those who live in Oklahoma. It's a pretty large oil and gas company today. It was pretty small when it started in 1969. And that brought me there originally, and I was came down there pretty regularly, and Harl and I got to know each other pretty well through lunches and breakfasts and dinners. And one day he asked me whether I would consider joining the board, because at that time in 1979, all the directors were from Ada, Oklahoma. Now, there's nothing wrong with being from Ada, Oklahoma, but Harlan wanted to get a little oh, shall we say, worldly review of things, and that's why he asked me to join the board. I was honored. I accepted, and it's been pretty good ever since. Yes, we've had some difficult years, particularly in the late 80s. Number one, we ran out of money. Number two, we had the concept that everybody wanted to choose their own attorney. We found out that that didn't work too well, and that's when we switched over to what is today in the industry called a closed panel, and we created our network of provider attorneys. I'd like to give you a few comments of things which some of you, probably most of you, have heard before, and yet we find that hearing them again, sometimes a little light bulb goes off and you go home and you say, you know, maybe I've heard Mr. Grumbaum say it tonight, I've heard Dave Cibula say it, I've heard Kenneth Moore say it, I've heard Randy say it, I've heard Jeremy say it, I've heard Darnell Self. All these people, they can't all be wrong. They must know what they're talking about. And so these are just a few little things that I like to mention to people, because they're going to help you if you do them. And I'm going to start with one which I know I've heard many times, and that is get your own will. Now, I know, without asking each of you individually, that about 40 to 50% of the people on this call don't have a will. Now, we know from the American Bar Association that something like 65 to 70% of Americans don't have a will. So we're a little bit higher than that at prepaid, because we really strongly encourage you to get a will. We give you a questionnaire to fill out. And yet some of you either think you're going to be immortal, and as John Addison said a few years ago, it ain't going to happen. Then some of you are just plain afraid. You think that making out a will have some effect on your own mortality. I want to assure you right here now, and as you heard, I've been around for 29 years, soon to be 30, it does not affect your mortality. In fact, it does a number of other things. Number one, it safeguards your family. You may have a small net worth, you may have a large net worth. It makes no difference. You have a little bit of money or a piece of property, a house, something you have that's worth something. And if you should pass on, and, you know, you can pass on, be young, you can get hit by a drunk driver. There are just a lot of things that can happen in life that you cannot foretell. You need to be prepared. You need to go and get a will. You need to fill out the questionnaire, and you need to go sit down with a provider attorney and say, you know, this is what I'd like. And they are very experienced at drafting wills, little wills, big wills. I've had my will drafted and redrafted and revised any number of times by our provider attorney. So it is a lot easier to sell something if you yourself have it. It's not enough to have just the membership. You need to have the will so you can sell it with a clean heart and a good mind. You should do that. Now, it's not just because you need the will. You need to then go with your downline and make sure that they all have a will. When somebody signs somebody up, when you recruit or whether you sell a membership, please make sure those people have a will. It does a number of things. First of all, it gets them in touch with the provider attorneys. There are still multitudes of people in the United States among our membership who are somewhat intimidated by attorneys. I cannot tell you why. They are, you know, I know many of our provider attorneys. I've been to our provider attorney conferences. They are ordinary people like you and I. They make mistakes, but they don't make a lot of them. And if they do, they're very quick to correct themselves. You need to get people in there to meet them. Once they meet them, once they have got that will, they tend to keep the membership. And that means persistency. People who keep the membership improve the persistency for the company and for what you sell. You don't want chargebacks. I can't imagine there is anybody on this phone call who likes chargebacks. And one of the best ways to avoid them is to get those memberships in touch with the provider attorney. Get them to complete that questionnaire and go right down your downline and just work with people. You need to take them by the hand if necessary to get it done. Number two, get to know those provider attorneys. They are terrific people. I know you've heard this from others, but let me tell you, once you get to know them really well, I don't care whether it's the Riggs Abney people in Oklahoma City and Tulsa, or if you're in Texas, Lynn Ross and his partners in Fort Worth and down in Houston and San Antonio and Austin. These are people who you will get to like, and I can tell you they love us. And they love us because they make a lot of money and they do a good job. They do a fabulous job. I mean, it is so impressive, the stories I hear from the provider attorneys. So get to know them. When there's an open house, go. Take your downline. Hire a bus. Do whatever you need to do to get the people in to meet the staff of those provider attorneys. In New York, we don't have such an easy time of it. They happen to be pretty far out on Long Island. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the geography, but it's a good hour and a half car ride on what we like to call the world's longest parking lot, the Long Island Expressway. But they're pretty far out there. But they do have open houses, and we do have members from the city who actually rent a school bus for the day and to take out people out there. You need to attend those open houses. It's a good thing. And get, depending on where you are located, you may also want to get to know a referral attorney. I sold my own apartment. I recently, about 3-4 years ago, moved to the country. I lived in Manhattan for a number of years. I actually grew up 25 miles north of the city. And about 3 years ago, moved about 40 miles north of the city. And I sold my apartment about 2 months ago in the city and used a referral attorney. He did a fabulous job. The city, in the state of New York, you can't sell an apartment, real estate, really, without using an attorney. There are lots of, I'll just use the word peculiar for lack of a better polite word, in New York, when you buy and sell real estate, there are all kinds of mortgage taxes and little things that have to be taken care of, forms that have to be filled out. Having an attorney by your side is the way to get it done correctly. And in the city, I used a referral attorney, and they did a wonderful job. I just can't say enough good things about them. So get to know those provider attorneys. They are part of the triangle that makes it work. You, the provider attorney, and the company. It's just a great three-way team play that gets fabulous things done. A third item is one you don't hear so often. You just see it, and most people take it for granted. And yet, every couple of weeks I'll go to a meeting and someone will show up not wearing a pin. Now, you can say, well, I lost my pin. Yes, I know. We do lose them. They do come out of your, off whatever where you're wearing them. But the other side of the coin is get an extra one. Why? Because somewhere along the line, you might even sell a membership based on that pin. You think I'm kidding? I'll tell you a couple stories. One took place, some of you know Dallas. I was in a Tom Thumb supermarket. It was a Saturday, and I was checking out some stuff, and the checkout clerk looks at me and says, are you an attorney? I said, no, I'm not. Why do you ask? Well, I see your pin. And I need to meet a lawyer. I said, what, do you have a particular need? Do you have a problem? She said, yes, I need to do a will. I said, you've come to the right spot. And I happened to, at that point, Mark Brown, he was already vice president for the state of Texas. And I happened to know his mom, have his number in my pocket. So I gave the lady Mark Brown's number. She called Mark. Mark referred to her to somebody in Dallas. And while I haven't checked fairly recently, I did check last year. She was still a member. And that incident took place, I think, about 10 years ago. Maybe it was 8 years ago. So that is one way. Now, Dave Cibula, who I'm sure most of you, some of you have heard, most of you, likes to sit when he's on an airplane, how he sells the person sitting next to him. Well, I got to tell you, I do a lot of flying. I have never yet sold someone sitting next to me on an airplane. However, about 7 years ago, I was on a plane going to the restroom, and a stewardess stopped me and asked, what does that pin stand for? And I gave her a little short 3-minute sales pitch. And she said, you know, I'm really interested. And I said, well, we could have a short chat when we get to our destination, if you like. I think I have something in my briefcase I'd like to leave with you. And here's my card. Well, I don't spend a lot of time selling. I do spend a lot of time speaking. And I turned her over to somebody in New York. Our destination was LaGuardia. And she also still has the membership, but more important, she became an associate and sold the membership to a bunch of other stewardesses. Excellent type of person to sell, because they fly with different people almost every other day. So, and they have the time. They are confined in that airplane in between getting you those delicious meals that they serve these days, or the boxes that they drop on you for $3, which is probably much too much to spend. They have time to talk to their fellow flight crews, and they are wonderful candidates to become associates. So wearing that pin attracts attention and gives you an opening. Next item. Our conventions. I'm sure a lot of you have been to either Las Vegas or to the convention in Oklahoma City. Those conventions are wonderful training places. You will hear the best of the best. You will hear people from all over the country. They will give you ideas. You will get an opportunity to meet with other members and get a feel for what their secrets to success are. I have to tell you, you know, people like to get up on the stage and say, what an easy job it is to sell a prepaid membership. Well, I got to tell you, I've been around for 29 years. It isn't that easy. It takes a little bit of pushing. And there are things you can do that make that will lead you to more success. Those tips, those marketing tips, are revealed at these conventions. you know, for 2 days you were exposed from 10 to 4 each day and from 7 to 10 in the evening. Now, there's a lot of recognition. I understand that. But in between, people expose you to ideas. And it's ideas that make you a better marketer of prepaid legal. Remember, you are really doing a service for the new member. People have legal problems. They don't have to be lawsuits. They can be very simple problems. I mean, today, with foreclosures happening right and left, you may know what to do, but I guarantee you, a short distance from where you are, there will be somebody who is totally flabbergasted, doesn't know where to turn, and is worried about talking to the holder of their mortgage. They will dial Washington Mutual. It takes, I don't know how many prompts till you get to a human person. And then when they get to the human person, they're scared to death because they don't know quite what to say to them. Having an attorney to counsel you is very, very helpful. There are lots of illegitimate organizations in the United States today. People who have sold mortgages to people, and then now that they're in trouble, are trying to help rescue. But they often will take money and not perform a service. Doing that by using our provider attorney can get you pretty good results. I've heard quite a few incidents about it. Now, some years ago, I had a gentleman who I was working with in New York who had built a fairly good downline. And he and I had dinner one night, and I said to him, I have a suggestion to you, and that is I would like to see you working more closely with your downline. And he said to me, what do you mean? I said, well, you tend to sell a membership, and then you leave the people to their own devices. That's not a good idea. I would rather you sold 10% less memberships and spent 10% more time working with them, going to their first 2, 3, 4 sales meetings. Make these people comfortable with what they're doing. He said, I don't have time for that. I really don't. I mean, I'm too busy selling. I said, yeah, but look at the chargebacks you have. Look at the cancellations you had last month. They're pretty expensive. Once you've sold a membership, it's a lot easier to keep that membership going than to have to go back and try to revive it once they've canceled. That's not a good idea. Well, it took a lot of talk. I never thought I'd convince him, but I finally did. And I ran into him in Oklahoma City at the convention. And he said, you know, it hurts me to say so, but you were right and I was wrong. I said, well, that shouldn't hurt you. I mean, I'm trying to help you. If you do well, everybody does well. The more people do well, the better the persistency of all our sales, the better the bottom line, the better our company performance. And that benefits all of us. So you need to work with your downline. Next, I can't tell you whether you should be selling or recruiting, whether you should be full-time, part-time, group, small business. I can only tell you that you have to decide what you're best at. You have people like Dave Savula and Darnell Self, who are fabulous recruiters. You have people like Marilyn Thompson. Marilyn Thompson just can't recruit. It's just not her cup of tea, but she could sure sell. She's, you know, one of the top salespeople in the company. So you have to decide what works best for you. If you go into the group business, for example, I would urge you to go after small groups. there is absolutely no question that you will have more success in selling groups between 10 and 100 people than you would if you go up to people, companies that have, let's say, 5 to 10,000 employees. It is difficult to sell a very large group. In the time and effort you expend selling a very large group, you could probably sell 10 or 20 small groups and make more money. Being in New York, I get asked very often to go with a member to a meeting with some important organization where he's met somebody. And we go to a meeting, and the people, everybody's very enthusiastic. But then it goes to some vice president, or it goes to a human resource department. And those people are not as enthusiastic. You've got to sell a whole bunch of people, and it takes a lot of time, and 75 to 80% of the time, it isn't successful. So if you are in the group business, I urge you to go after smaller groups. Last but not least, number 7, use the tools that are available. We have an amazing amount of things, tapes, magazines, booklets. There are just a wealth of things that are reasonably priced, that tell the story, and that are wonderful sales pitches. Maybe a lot better than you are able to pitch yourself. Use them. Get follow up and listen to what the people from Dallas when they make their presentation at the convention. Go look at their booth and see what's available. There's some wonderful stuff there. Really, I mean, it started when Dave Cibula started making tapes. I started listening to them because they tell a wonderful story, and he makes it so simple. He makes it sound so everyday, like getting out of bed and brushing your teeth. You need to use those tools, and you will find life gets easier, life gets beautiful, and you start making more money. And I know all of you want to make more money. I'm sure there's nobody on this call who doesn't. That's my story.
Well, I tell you what, Peter, we really appreciate you. You've certainly proven time after time you stood with Mr. Stonecipher shoulder to shoulder against all odds. And, of course, those odds have been heavy at times, but now then it's great. You know, I was talking to Randy Hart. We got, 60-something million plus excess cash just waiting for somebody to write a membership. And it's always an honor to consider you my friend. And Jeremy may want to say something. I'm not sure if Randy was on the phone to call tonight. He was a little sick earlier. He's going to be doing absolutely fabulous, but he started his radiation today. But Randy's a real fighter, and him and Jeremy's just been working their heads off lately, recruiting like wild. I've never seen anybody recruit any better than Randy and Jeremy has been lately. But we got a lot of people out there just plugging along. And so, Peter, it's welcome. We always say welcome to Peter Gruenbaum anytime or any place. And Jeremy may want to say something to you. If not, well, we thank you so much for being on the call tonight. Jeremy?
Peter, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Well, I just want to thank you for taking time out to be with us tonight. And, you know, it's one of the things I truly look forward to at every convention is being able to spend some time with you and share some meals. It's really always a highlight of my convention to be able to spend some time with you. And again, thank you for taking time out to be with us tonight.
And Peter, my wife said tell you hello.
Okay,
my friend. Thank you. And hope you have a good evening. You're welcome to stay on for the rest of the call if you wish.
Yeah, can I stay on?
You better believe you can.
Okay.
So, Jeremy, next, you know, we're very fortunate tonight of the gentleman's not going to spend very long, but we have a gentleman from the home office who's one of the senior advisors in attorney resources. He's also on our marketing team. We're very pleased to have him, and that's none other than Alan Isaac. And, Alan, are you on the call tonight?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, would you mind taking about 5 minutes and telling us kind of what you do, Alan? And, again, as I say, it's an honor to have you on the call, and we're very happy to have you on the team.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Mr. Moore. Yes, my name is Alan Isaacs. I work in the Attorney Resources Department. I am the Provider Quality Division Supervisor. I work closely with the provider law firms and also with the referral attorneys all across the country and also in Canada. And I am very excited about what I'm hearing on this call. I appreciate Mr. Peter Grunbaum talking about the provider law firms because, I honestly can't, just like you guys are excited about selling, I'm excited about the providers because they're doing such a good job. Just this morning, I sent out the report cards to the provider law firms all across the nation and in Canada, and I can honestly say, and I actually heard Leslie say it, that this past month, in the month of June, our providers actually provided the best service that they've ever done in the history of prepaid legal. We had some excellent, excellent report cards that came across our providers last month. And so, and when you think about what our providers are doing, take, for example, California, they answer over 40,000 calls in a month. Now, you think about that, 40,000 calls in a month, and when you talk about an abandon rate, that means that a member picked up the phone, called the provider law firm, and they didn't get an answer within 30 seconds, so they hung up. Well, out of our 40,000 calls that we received in California, they dropped 3. That's pretty good. When you consider Texas, they receive over 21,000 calls in a month, and they have dropped 1 call in the last year. Now, you can see that. That's a pretty incredible percentage there. Our providers are answering the phone. They are providing excellent service to our members. And I can honestly say that that our attorneys are some of the best people that I've ever rubbed shoulders with. They really love this service, and it's giving them an opportunity. It is giving them an opportunity to provide the kind of service that they went to law school for. No longer is it about the billable hour. No longer is it about trying to answer to somebody who wants them to just rake in money. The money's already paid for by the membership. Therefore, our attorneys are basically being paid to sit on the phone and care about people. They're there to care about our members. And so we're very thankful for that. Another thing I want to mention is our provider law firms, now we are 100% online. We are able to monitor every one of our law firms online. And that actually all transpired over the last year. We've worked very hard to get our last 7 providers online, and we actually have a provider in every state in the United States except for Alaska. We now have Wyoming, who is covered by the Utah provider, and we also have North Dakota, which is covered by our Wagner, Faulkner, and Judd, which is Minnesota and Wisconsin provider. So every state is covered except for Alaska. So we're very happy about that as well. Now, I want to mention in 2008, I want to talk about the monies that were saved or collected by our provider law firms under Title I. We're talking about Title I. We're not talking about Title II, Title III, Title IV, anything else. We're talking about Title I only, where the provider law firms, the attorneys, answered the phone, and they either made a phone call on behalf of the member or they wrote a letter on behalf of the member. In 2008, the provider law firms saved or collected our members over $21 million, and not a dime of that went to the attorneys. Not a dime of that went to prepaid legal. It all 100%, $21 million went directly to our members. Now, that's a pretty good, I guarantee you when I'm out and I'm talking to members and to prospective members and I'm talking to people about prepaid, I'm going to mention that number because, like I say, the membership base, the attorneys get paid a per capita every month, prepaid legal gets paid by the membership, and so, all that is taken care of and all those members are receiving this money because our attorneys are providing Title I service and it's working. It's incredible. Also, our referral attorneys, I think if the majority of us on this call were to sit down and talk, we would say if there is a weak link in the service anywhere, it's with the referral attorneys. And it's just because there's so many out there, it's very difficult to monitor our referral attorneys. But I can honestly say that we have taken some steps to strengthen the relationships with our referral attorneys. One step is in conjunction with the leadership summit out in Las Vegas, we're going to have a referral attorney conference. We've been having these the last couple of years, and they've been a huge success. And so we're strengthening the relationship with referral attorneys. We're providing them training. We're talking about the standards that are imposed on the provider law firms, and we're asking them to do their best to hold those standards as well. You know, when a member calls them, we want them to call back quickly. We want them to take care of service and do a good job. And so I can honestly say we've really seen an improvement in service from our referral attorneys. There's still some work to be done, but I guarantee you we're digging in and we're trying to help those guys out and help that service to be as best as possible. I'm going to give you a very quick story that I want to share with everybody. This is, in my opinion, the best success story I've ever heard. As I've been here about 5 years at Prepaid Legal, there's a provider who has a partner. This partner was on the phone with one of our members, and it was right between Thanksgiving and Christmas of last year. And this partner, it happened to be a lady, and she was speaking to this member who called in who was very distraught. He had lost his job, and he had called in because he felt like it was a wrongful termination. But it was between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and he was very upset because he didn't have the money to purchase a gift for his mother and for his sister. And so he actually started talking about suicide right there on the phone with his provider attorney, who happened to be a partner. This lady, the attorney, spoke to the member, held the member on the phone for over an hour, just talking to him and trying to get him settled down. He had, I don't know if it was a gun, pills, I don't know what it was, but apparently he had whatever it took to take his life right there next to him, and he was threatening to do this. She was able to calm this member down, and finally he gave her permission to call the authorities and get him some help. And the authorities came, and they took care of him, and he was able to get some treatment, get some help. But also, after the phone call, the partner of this law firm took her own money, went and purchased the gifts that this member wanted to purchase for his mother and his sister for Christmas, and delivered them personally to his home. Now, I just want to say that that's the type of people that we have who are working for Prepaid Legal as attorneys in our law firms. There are people out there, and I really wish, and Mr. Grunbaum said it perfectly a moment ago, I wish that all of you had the opportunity to know these provider attorneys like I do, because they really do care. I've had another attorney from Nebraska, Mr. David Watermeyer, came down and visited the home office here just a couple of months ago, and he told me that he was there because he wanted to talk about recruiting in Nebraska, because he said, Alan, I want recruiting to go up, not because I'm concerned about the money. He said, the money is fine. I make good money. But he said, I want to be able to do Prepaid Legal full time. I want to be able to answer the phone, and I want to be able to do what I went to law school for, and that's help people. And he said, I've never seen an opportunity like this. It's changed our law firm. It's made us a better firm. Not only do they impose the standards on their prepaid division, but those standards they've imposed on the rest of their traditional law firm as well, because they know that these standards work and it's just good business. So it's actually changed the atmosphere of business throughout our provider law firms, and that's just an incredible thing. So I just want to say that as you're out there selling, be confident. I've heard Mr. Wilburn Smith say that, you know, compared to what the service was back in the early days of Prepaid Legal, it's a dream come true to see what our providers are doing now. And so you can sell this product with confidence, knowing that you're going to have provider law firms behind you, who are standing behind you and are willing and ready to service the members of Prepaid Legal all across this nation and also in Canada. I appreciate you inviting me to be on the call, and I'll turn it back to you, Mr. Moore.
Hey, Alan, I tell you what a wonderful, great job, and thank you for being in a position where you're at. Of course, I've been around a long, long time, and you're right. Service has never been better, and I know in the future to keep improving, because I know if a law firm doesn't, I've been with Harlan when he said adios, and he's very serious about this business, so they'll either will or we'll have somebody that will. So thank you, Alan, for being on the call tonight, and thank you for being with the team. Jeremy?
Well, I think we had an exciting call tonight, don't you?
Yeah, and I asked Mr. Tony Hughes to say a few words at the end, so I'll let you introduce him, and we'll wind it up. We're running a little long here tonight, but it's been worth every bit of it. I hope people's been as excited about it as I have been. And I want to announce that Next Monday night, Mr. Wilbur Smith, our national marketing director, will be our call. And 1 week from then, Mr. Tony Hughes, which is fixing to say a word or two right now, he will be our guest speaker. And, of course, we'll announce others in the very near future. But, again, I believe the call is a little long, but I believe it's worth every bit of it. I think I know I got excited all over again.
Well, right now, guys, real quick, I'd like to go out to the state of Utah via Arizona to $250,000 income earner, millionaire club earner, Mr. Tony Hughes. Tony, are you still with us?
Thank you, Mr. Jerry Moore, Mr. Ken Moore. What a fantastic call. You know what? It has gone a little long, but so what? Mr. Peter Grunbaum and Mr. Alan Isaacs have given us some incredible information tonight.
I'm just going to end
with just one little thought, piggyback on what Mr. Grunbaum was talking about in terms of getting to know the provider law firms. And I guess Mr. Alan Isaacs and Leslie Fisher and their whole team are to be congratulated for doing such a great job providing all the sales force with such great operations in our law firm. We just had the opportunity about 2 weeks ago to take not quite a bus load, but we took van load, at least a van load full of people. I think we had 8 people from our organization at the Las Vegas, at the Nevada law firm, there in Dempsey Robertson Smith in Las Vegas, and we just kind of took over. And I think those tours normally last about an hour, but they went over 2 hours for our group. They took us on a nice tour. We had a healthy debate. We talked a lot. And our new associates, Mr. Moore, are just absolutely thrilled to be with Prepaid Legal after they've had an opportunity to get to know the partners and some of the attorneys there at the firm. And then today I took one of our, you've heard about Mr. Lane Vance.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody's going to hear about Lane. I'll tell you for sure they are.
He's up in Utah, or was. He's on his way back to Vegas right now. But I took him. We just kind of popped into the Smart Scofield Shorter Lunsford law firm here in Salt Lake and introduced him to a couple of the staff, took him on a little tour of that firm so he could see, you know, who's going to be taking care of all of his organization up here in Utah. And again, it was just confirmation and reaffirmation that he's in the right place at the right time with the right company with the right operations of our incredible law firm. So I too would concur with Mr. Peter Grunbaum. You know, take the opportunity, go on the law firm tour, take as many people as you can, as often as you can, sit and listen to the attorneys explain how the system works. It is a huge belief builder. It's also a major retention catalyst. It will help you improve your retention in your organization, which obviously helps you improve your back-end residual income. So, Mr. Moore, you know I'm sold out 10 years now on Prepaid Legal. Look forward to the next panel.
You've been doing a fabulous job. We're looking forward to a couple of weeks from now when you will be our guest speaker. You know, I kind of feel like our team is honored anyhow. We have Mr. Alan Isaac from the firm up there. He's on our team. And Leslie Fisher's on our team. Tiffany Layton's on our team. Kathy Benson's husband's on our team. I feel kind of like we're almost celebrities the way they take good care of us. Of course, they do everybody. They make no bones about it. They try to visit everybody. But Tony Hughes, thank you so much for being on the call tonight. We appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
Well, guys, I think we had an excellent call. Thank you, Mr. Grunbaum, and thank you, Alan, and thank you, Tony. Guys, remember, next Monday night, at this very same time, we'll have Mr. Wilbur Smith, our National Marketing Director, so get on early because the call will be full. And until then, I hope everyone has a healthy and productive week. Good night, everyone.
Good night.